Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Earthquakes under the ocean may have caught your attention over the weekend. On Saturday, a magnitude 5.1 followed 4 hours later by a 5.2. They occurred near each other, 67 miles west of Petrolia and 78 miles west-southwest of Eureka. No damage has been reported at this time. Fortuna officers initiated a traffic stop Saturday night. In the 400 block of North Fortuna Boulevard, the vehicle initially pulled over, but as the officer attempted to contact the driver, he drove away and led police on a one-mile pursuit through the Fortuna streets. The suspect finally stopped his vehicle in the 800 block of P Street, fleeing on foot. Fortuna Police Department K-9 Zorro was utilized and tracked the suspect to a backyard on the 900 block of 8th Street. K-9 Zorro located the 48-year-old suspect Peter Henry Barrett hiding under some foliage in the side yard of the residence. Barrett was taken into custody, transported to the Humboldt County Jail for felony evading of police officers, driving on a suspended driver's license, and violation of felony probation. Sergeant Cadle said, "Zorro did what he is trained to do. If we didn't have the K-9, we may have not have found Barrett due to the fact he was hidden so well." The District Attorney's Office has announced that Brooke Hames has pleaded guilty to several charges, including vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, DUI, and fleeing the scene, and will receive a 14-year prison term. Hames will have to serve at least 85% of that sentence and will receive no credit for time served while awaiting trial. Hames was driving in Eureka on April 30th when a police officer initiated a traffic stop, but Hames sped away and led officers on a high-speed chase before she crashed into a van. The collision killed Daniel Weaver and seriously injured John Chisholm. Hames attempted to flee the scene following the collision, but was quickly apprehended by a responding CHP officer. Prosecutor Elin Furpo said in a statement that the plea requires Hames to spend a substantial amount of time in prison, and that is nearly the maximum time of incarceration Hames would have been sentenced to if we had won a jury trial. Congressman Thompson's office has issued a statement regarding an amendment introduced into a House bill. It expedites new treatments for military veterans suffering from traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. The amendment passed out of the Armed Services Committee and will head to the full House for a floor vote next week. The bill provides additional resources to the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration and collaborates with outside agencies to better serve the medical needs of vets. Hundreds of thousands of veterans have been diagnosed with PTSD and thousands of combat vets have suffered brain injuries during service in Iraq and Afghanistan. More KINS News. It's after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you this week's Our Community segment.
In this month's Our Community News, we focused on water and water issues and how they affect the North Coast and Southern Oregon. One question we haven't answered is, who governs water use on the North Coast? And the answer is the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, one of nine such boards spread across California. Our particular area in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Trinity counties is considered a part of the Klamath River Basin, and the regulations and monitoring of water quality and usage go as far back as 1949 and the Dickey Act, an effort to control pollution on our waterways. The Regional Water Quality Board was expanded in 1975, and any planning in our area is handled locally, if 10,000 square miles can be considered local, and then those plans and actions are approved by the State Water Board. Everything from agricultural to fishing to timber and ranching all fall under the Regional Board when they involve local water resources. And that's our community news for this week.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.